Hola, mommies and poppies. It's your girl, Jaylana Stevette. And I want to thank you for tuning in to another episode of Naughty Tales. Yes, it's that time for me to tuck you in tonight with a sweet, sexy story that I know you're going to enjoy. So, sit back, relax, and unwind. Grab a drink, smoke a blunt, get with your significant other, or just gather yourself and tune in, because I'll always give you something a little. But before we do that, let's get the pleasantries out of the way, shall we? You can follow me on Instagram at Jaylana_Stevette. You can follow me on Facebook at Jaylana Stevette the author, or Jaylana Stevette. I'm also on Twitter at Jay Stevette, and on TikTok at Jay Stevette. You can also follow me on YouTube under Naughty Tales and Everything Erotica. And I'll be posting some video footage there too, some sexy excerpts with some direction going there too. So if you like what you see there, like and subscribe as well. But anywho, let's see here. The book, of course, is coming out almost happy. The Chronicles of Tabby is coming out May 15th, y'all. Get ready, get ready. It's going to be everywhere the books are sold, and it's also going to be on Audible. So for those of you who love listening to a really good, hot, steamy, erotic story, and this story is bomb ass, it's fire, you're going to love this on Audible, and it's narrated by none other than E. Kane. She's narrated over 60 best-selling African-American books, y'all, so you don't want to slip on that. So get ready, May 15th, get ready for that. But anywho, I'm going to be trying some different things on my segments here. So tonight on my segment, we're going to be talking a little bit about sex talk. So I have a little sweet 1 minute subject that I want to bring to y'all's attention, but not now, later on in the show. So I'm adding something a little bit spicier to it. And of course, last week y'all got a little bit of spoken word. So Jaylana's trying a few little things here so we can get into a perfect groove of a perfect segment of a perfect show for y'all. Cause I want to just, expand my talents, expand my horizons, and just, you know, get this shit popping. Get this shit popping. Yeah, I said it. So, those are our church announcements. And now that we got those out of the way, we are going to have a very brief segment from our sponsor, and then into the story and into the sex talk. And so thank you for tuning in. We got another country tuning in as well. That's really big. We got 38 countries now. So now I've got to update my thank yous at the end for that too. So yeah, we're getting it rocking. We're getting it poppington. So without further ado, a segment from our sponsor and then a sweet, sexy story on Naughty Tales. James returned early afternoon and greeted me with a kiss. He immediately began helping me with get the kids situated, and I was grateful for the help. I wanted to dive right into the conversation, but I also didn't want to seem like a nag at the same time. I wanted him to bring it to me, but he wasn't. Here we were together alone, and he acted as if nothing had happened earlier. James worked diligently getting the man cave transformed into a third bedroom for Vincent, all the while assuring me this was a completely temporary situation. I decided that perhaps this was not the right time to bring up his discussion with Pastor Doug. I knew all this was hard on James. I reflected on everything that had transpired and wondered how he was holding up. I knew I was still in a state of shock, so I could only imagine how he was feeling. I decided not to add any pressure about how I felt about the phone call at that time from his baby's mama. I didn't want to add to the already stressful situation, even though I felt the whole thing left a bad taste in my mouth. I went over to his side of the basement to check on his progress. James pulled me in for a long hug. I told him I loved him. He drew a big breath in and out. He then told me again it would be okay. I looked again around the transformation and said, "Yes, baby, it will be." Later that evening, we had dinner as a family and at the dining room table. James had his chef, Maria, prepare us an amazing meal. James told a lot of kid-friendly, corny jokes trying to impress the children who pretended not to laugh. I thought right at that moment that this was going to be an interesting journey. Later that evening, we decided to allow the kids to have some time to get adjusted to the new house. While the kids had their alone time, we had ours. James decided we needed a do-over, and he relit the fireplace on the deck. We sat and had cocktails and reminisced on our time in Italy. We both agreed that the Grand Canal was the most romantic spot we have both seen thus far in our lives. In that moment, I felt a sense of gratitude for the man that I had married. I laid my head on his chest and kissed it softly. James looked at me and leaned in for a kiss. James released his kiss and told me there will be plenty of trips like that in our future. I got excited. He also mentioned that he wanted to take a family trip to Disney World. I knew Vincent and Vanessa would love that. I thought about that briefly. What about Christopher? Would he be joining us? He was his son, after all. I decided not to make mention of it and allowed James to paint his own picture of what our family should look like. After our cocktails, I laid in his arms as we watched one of his favorite shows, Bondage in America. Bondage in America was about couples across the United States that were into secret sexual fetishes. He watched intensely as a woman was in a cage and the man fed her dog food. I looked over and said, "Are you really watching this? You got to be kidding, right?" He waved for me to be quiet. I sat and watched him. Although interesting, I often wondered how a man of God found it acceptable to engage in such crude material. Wasn't there something in the Bible against this? I could feel it in my bones. Well, I suppose everyone had their vices. At least he was respectful enough to make sure the kids were asleep first. James watched intensely as the man fed her dog food. He opened the cage and pulled out his lover. He dragged the dog by the hair. The woman yelped. He made her beg and tell her that she was sorry. James laughed hysterically. I looked at him in shock and horror. He laughed again and said, "Baby, don't be so uptight. That's just a joke." And then James leaned in for a kiss. Are you looking for a sweet escape from your reality? Chelana definitely has a story to tell. Two novels, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, and Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. Both urban escapes so thrilling, they'll both leave you satisfied for the next journey, which is Naughty Tales. Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, coming soon, May 15th, 2023. Her podcast, Naughty Tales and Toy Stories, is an urban sexual treat. Toy Stories, when Sex in the City meets Sausage Party, and Naughty Tales, sweet, sexy stories that'll tuck you in at night. So come, take this journey with Chelana Stivette and see what she has to offer. Because she's sexy, she's sassy, and she's a whole motherfucking vibe. James leaned in for a kiss. The woman in the cage must have turned him on because his hands made their way aggressively to my shirt. He then massaged my breasts and I moaned as we kissed. He stopped and looked at me. We switched positions. I hiked up my dress around my waist and mounted him. I kissed his mouth passionately. James began to move his waist in a circular motion. I grinded my body into his. I could feel his erection begin to rise through his pants. I moved faster as I continued to kiss his mouth. James removed my blouse and began to stroke my breasts. He looked at them as he placed them in his hands. He took both nipples in his mouth and began to suck. I moaned. My boo-boo kitty began to get wet. The erection through his pants began to pulsate, and I rubbed his hard cock from inside his pants. I began to stroke him. He let out a deep sigh. I unbuckled his pants and stroked him through his zipper, pulled him out, took my wet box, and began to rub it against his penis. Placed his penis between my lips. Played with it, rubbed him between my lips as I listened to the sound of my own wetness. This time, he moaned, said he could not take it anymore, that he wanted me right in that moment. I slid down on his manhood slowly as I grinded in a circular moment, motioned. He yelled, "Damn, baby." He was a perfect fit. He grabbed my breasts with both hands and sucked them as I slowly grinded Boo-Boo Kitty into his penis. I moved slowly back and forth, feeling all the intensity of his shaft as it moved in and out of me. Every stroke was intense pleasure and excruciating pain all in one. As I rocked back and forth, James continued to dig deeper into my love walls while giving my breasts the attention they needed at the same time. The feeling was so intense. This time, I let out a sigh. He took turns pleasuring my nipples with his tongue and his fingers. I increased the pace to match the intensity of his strokes. As he moved deeper, I moved faster, and the cadence of our bodies made an amazing symphony. I grabbed his face and planted a deep, wet kiss on his mouth as our bodies continued to create a beautiful music. He gently squeezed my nipples. I gasped as he dug deeper into Boo Boo Kitty until her cave let out waterfall of juices on his erect shaft. His shaft began to pulsate. James let out a roar as he came inside me, and we both collapsed on each other. James stroked my hair and pulled it behind my ear. He looked deep into my eyes and said, "Baby, I love you so much. I promise to spend the rest of our lives showing you just how much." I laid in his arms. He fell into a deep sleep. I played with the hairs on his chest and thought about what lied ahead for us, and I smiled. I thought to myself, I could really be happy with this man. Then I thought about what we never got around to talking about, Keisha, and what Pastor Doug had to say about the situation. I immediately felt a little somber on the inside. I honestly didn't know if I could deal with a lifetime of what had happened right after our honeymoon. And just like that, the honeymoon was over. Where does that happen at? Most couples get a good solid year before the shit hits the fan, and yet, here we were. As I was deep in thought, I hadn't realized James' cell phone had been ringing. James' cell phone rang 6 times, to be exact, and he didn't wake. What the fuck and who in the fuck? Immediately, my blood began to boil. The phone rang again, and I looked at the number and noted it was Keisha. No, this bitch did not. I decided to introduce myself and answered the phone. Stay tuned for the ending after Sex Talk with Jelana. The importance of foreplay. Foreplay is important, and I think I need to speak to the men who are really, really tuning into my podcast on how important foreplay is. If you're listening to my stories, you see that they are very detailed. Like when I create a story from beginning to end, it's probably about 7 to 8 Microsoft Word pages, meaning I'm going to give you a complete story, like how it starts off. Then you're going to get to some foreplay. Then you're going to get to the sex. Then you're going to get to a climax. Foreplay is the same way when it comes to sex with a woman. I'm saying that to say this. Foreplay does not start even when you touch her in a sexual way for that very first time. You understand what I'm saying? Foreplay for a woman starts at the beginning of the story. You uncovering the story. You doing something nice for her during that day. You saying something nice to her during that day. You spending time with her during the day. That's where foreplay begins. That's where her juices get wet. You know what I'm saying? Stimulating conversation. You know, sitting watching something that's going to stimulate her mind. You talking business. For some women, that's foreplay. My pussy get wet for a man who got a plan and a clear intentional plan in action. That's foreplay. For a woman, the foreplay starts outside of the bedroom. And I know some of y'all men say, yeah, we know that. But if you get to the bedroom and you get to fooling around and a woman's pussy's not wet, even an older woman. And I know older women, sometimes we have a lot more challenges getting our pussies a little more moist. And yeah, this is my podcast, so I can say that. I'm 51 now. I'm just starting to hit that challenge. So that's why foreplay is important to me, because if you can get my pussy moist before we hit that bed, then baby, my pussy's already going to be wet. right? So foreplay starts there. Then you get into the good shit. You know what I'm saying? The importance of knowing each other's bodies. You know what I'm saying? Exploring. Foreplay and sex is about exploring each other's bodies. You dig? It's about finding out if does he like his ears licked? Does he like his nipples sucked? It's not just about sucking, you know, dick and eating pussy. That, to me, that part of foreplay becomes routine. It's easy. To me, it's easy to give someone head and lazy just to give someone head in foreplay. You got to do more than that. You got to do better. You got to explore each other's bodies, find out what body parts feel good. Some people like their arms touched and massaged or stroked. Some people like their backs rubbed. That gets them nice and moist. Some people like the inside of their thighs. Men, some of y'all like y'all's balls massaged. Some of y'all don't. Some of y'all like the place between the gooch, you know, between the anal cavity and the ball. Some of y'all don't. So it's one of those things. Foreplay is about getting to know each other's bodies. And we, first of all, we as grown-ass adults, if you are 40 and older, if you're on my podcast and you 40 and older, you should damn well know what you're doing. You should have had enough, unless you are a virgin or maybe have had sex with maybe one person, you should damn well know what you're doing. Period, point blank. Because if you are in your 40s and you don't know how to properly make love to a woman, nowhere, it's simple things. Simple things. Just like knowing her entries. Sometimes you can get confused with the anus and the vagina. Okay, yeah. But not so much. But being comfortable enough as a lover, being comfortable enough as a lover that you can freely explore someone's body and know how your body should be explored. As a man, you should be comfortable knowing other body parts besides the nipples and the inside of the vagina. You got to get familiar with the clitoris with your hands, your fingers, your tongue, and other devices. You got to get real familiar with that. So, foreplay is important, but it starts outside of the bedroom. And then when you get into the bedroom, it's extremely vital because you got to invest in the partner that you're swapping juices with. I guess that's the only way I'm going to put it. That's Sex Talk with Jaylana. I'm out. What happens when you try to turn a fuckboy into a boyfriend? Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. As Tabby takes a ride on the back of her young hottie's motorcycle, little did she know that she was in for the ride of her life. Love's journey with Jaquan was full of surprises, highs and lows. Tabby tells her story of love's journey and how a love so simple turns into something so complex. Love's journey turns into love's lesson. And Tabby comes face to face with the person most in control of her happiness. Tabby. Almost Happy tells a tale of love, romance, and erotica in an urban fashion. What happens when you turn a fuckboy into a boyfriend? Tabby's tale takes a look into love, sex, and conflict with the bad boy as she finally struggles to be happy. And just like that, the honeymoon was over. Where does that happen at? Most couples get a good solid year before the shit hits the fan. And yet, here we were. As I was deep in thought, I hadn't realized James' cell phone had been ringing. James' cell phone rang 6 times, to be exact, and he didn't wake. What the fuck and who in the fuck? Immediately, my blood began to boil. The phone rang again, and I looked at the number and noted it was Keisha. No, this bitch did not. I decided to introduce myself and answered the phone. Hello? Yes. I'm sorry. I must have the wrong number. I was trying to reach James. Keisha, you have the right number. This is Tabby, his wife. Nice to meet you. Oh, hey, Tabby, his wife. Okay. I guess congratulations are in order. Keisha, James is unavailable right now. Is there something I can help you with? Well, I called to talk to James. Perhaps you can help me with this. Considering I called his phone, I expected him to answer. Help me out there. Why is it that you feel that you can answer his phone? You know, Keisha, I really didn't want to get into this with you, especially since this is our first encounter. But I must let you know that it's the vows that he took before God that gives me the right to answer his phone whenever I choose to. So, I ask again, is there anything I can help you with? Oh, thank you for your little introduction and your monologue as to why you have privileges. However, James and I will always have business. We have a son. So in essence, your little vows before God and your monologue mean nothing to me when it comes to our son. So yeah, Tabby, you can help me by kindly putting James on the phone. He and I have business to discuss. I believe I already told you that James was busy. Oh, I'm sure he'll make himself unbusy for me. In that very moment, James began to stir. Oh, is that a fact, Keisha? James opened his eyes and asked me 2 things. 1, who was on the phone? And 2, why was I answering his phone in the first place? I swear I could hear Keisha snickering through the end of the other phone. Ain't this some bullshit? James jumped up, grabbed the phone, and realized it was Keisha and walked out of the room. Not only did he leave the room, but the sound of arguing could be heard in the faint distance. This not only infuriated me, but also left me wondering what the hell I had gotten myself and my children into. 1 thing was for certain, and 2 things were for sure. This was not what I signed up for. Hola, mommies and poppies. It's your girl, Jaylana Stevette. And you know how I do after every episode. I want to give a huge thank you to all the countries that are tuning in. And again, once again, guess what? We've added another country to the listenership. So, you know, I am forever grateful about that. Welcome, Brazil. Meow. Again, I'm super, super excited. We've got 38 countries now tuning in. Oh my goodness. In October, when I checked, I had literally 7 countries at the beginning of October tuning in. And then I went from 7 to 11 in October. And from October, and here it is, March the 1st. And I have 38 countries tuning in. So listen, baby, listen. Your listenership does not go unnoticed. It goes celebrated each and every time somebody tunes in. So I want to tell y'all, if y'all liking what you hear, tell your friends, tell your family, tell people who really, really, really love erotic, sweet, sexy stories. If they like the erotic stories, or even if they like the toy stories with, you know, the sex toys and everything, just tell them it's good ass content. And I'm going to keep producing for y'all because I appreciate it. I want you to know from the bottom of my heart, Jaylana Stevette is saying thank you. So once again, I want to thank all of my countries that are tuning into this amazing podcast, whether you are on Spotify, Apple, Google, iHeart, CastBox, and all of them, wherever you're listening, or on the web browser, wherever you are freaking listening, baby, it means the fucking world to me. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. So the stories are going to keep coming. They ain't going to stop. So tune in next week for another sweet, sexy story. But again, thank you for tuning in the United States, in India, Australia, the United Kingdom, Japan, Canada, Indonesia, Germany, New Zealand, China, Nigeria, the Philippines, the Netherlands, Kuwait, Sudan, Romania, South Africa, South Korea, Portugal, Taiwan, Israel, Pakistan, the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan, Malaysia, Italy, Puerto Rico, Norway, Ireland, Russia, to Russia with love, baby, Belgium, Afghanistan, Sri Lanka, Turkey, Iraq, Iceland, Denmark, Chile, and welcome Brazil, la, 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 la. From the bottom of my heart and soul, Jaylana Stevette and Boo Boo Kitty gives you a great meow, meow.